However, these are the parashios of Lel Seder. We're all familiar with the parashios, and we're all familiar with the storylines. But these are the stories of Agadat HaLevincha. These are the parashios maybe we have to know better than any other parashios, because these are the parashios we're going to have to give over to our children, Lel Seder, and give over and build the Muna in our children from these stories. And therefore we learn Chinuch Habanim, Chinuch Habanos. We learned that from these parashios. Someone recently, a chaver of mine, special Rav, he asked me, what pshat in the Lashon of V'gadta Levincha? The Lashon of V'gadta, not V'amarta Levincha. Not to say it to your children. Why? V'gadta Lashon, telling, what does that mean exactly? So I told him first, Ayin HaZohar, which is 5 minute apart, so we can't go into that right now, but for another time. And I told him, but I'll tell you what I think pshat is. That maybe v'gadita is lashon of neged, to be opposite. Right? Same shorish. Meaning what? V'gadita levincha is not just to tell your children. Because we all know, when it comes to chinuch, if you just speak to your children, just tell your children, often they don't listen. You have to be a role model for your children. You have to model avodas Hashem, yiras Hashem, avas Hashem, avas Yisrael. Loving learning, loving davening, talking like a mensch, talking with proper midos to your wife and to your children, and you model that for your children pick up on it. V'gadta levincha means be neged, be opposite your children, let them watch you and learn from you and who you are. But maybe there's another lesson in chinuch at the beginning of this week's parsha. And again, all of these storylines are the chinuch of the parshas of v'gadta levincha. Because the parasha begins by Yedaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. And Rashi right away tells us on the first pasuk, which starts Vayedaber Elokim, that Vayedaber we know is a lashon kasha. Vayedaber is a lashon of harshness. And Rashi is telling us right away that Hashem was speaking and giving toichacha to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the previous parasha, was calling out Hashem. Lama Roisem, why are you bringing all this bad to the people? You told me to try to lead them out. It's only caused bad. Now Paro's not even giving them bricks anymore. Now it's only getting worse. Why are you doing this to them? He's questioning Hashem. Lama Roisem, Lama Zeh. And Hashem took that personally. And says, Vayedaber Elokim, he gave him Musar. Lashon of Kasha. Elokim is a Lashon of Din. Put him in place a little bit. But then immediately, in the Halakha Meshiloach, the Ishbitzer picks up on this, and this is where I saw this idea. He says, immediately he says then, Vayomer, it switches to Vayomer love, Lashon Raka, soft Lashon, Vayomer love, Ani Hashem, which is Lashon of Rachamim, Havaya. We know Elohim is Din, is judgment, Hashem, Yudke Vavke is Rachamim, is mercy. So he starts out by trying to give Musar with the Lashon Kasha, of Aydaber and Elokim, which is Din. But then he switches right away to Vayomer Ani Hashem, Vayomer Lashon Raka, Suaf Lashon, and using Havaya, which is Rachman, what Pshat? So I'm going to embellish the words of the Meshulach a little to bring it into the world of Chinuch and bring it into the world of how we communicate with each other. And basically, based on the Ishbitzer, what he's saying is Hashem was felt the need to be a little bit tough on Moshe Rabbeinu and put him in place and tell him what he did was wrong. And that's what each and every one of us will have to do in our lives. B'shataiva, each and every one of you is a chad of children. There are times when you're going to have to tell your children what they've done is wrong. And times when you have to tell your children and be tough on them. I don't mean tough, chas v'sholom, but tough in the sense of telling them what they're wrong and gear them in the right direction. Not just be flowery and everything is all good and all dandy and wonderful and I'm only your feel-good friend. There are times when you have to... You have to teach them right from wrong. Vayedaber, and if a kid messes up, we all do. And the parents need to Vayedaber Elokim. But in that step, in that moment of Vayedaber, simultaneously it should be Vayomer Ani Hashem. Simultaneously it needs to be where the child feels there's tremendous love. And it's at the same time I'm being harsh or soft. At the same time, meaning maybe not in words, but they feel and they sense and they know. And when you're finished, you give them a big hug and say, I love you and I believe in you and you're going to grow from this. and immediately go straight to Vayomer and Hashem. That's what Hashem did to Moshe. Hashem was to Moshe. He started off Vayedaber Elokim, but immediately says Vayomer Elav and Hashem. Wait, stop. I had to say this to you, but I love you, and I'm Baal Rachamim, and it's me. It's me. It's me, Hashem. It's your father. We're cool. And that's exactly how we are going to have to interact with our children and interact with our friends that we love and whoever we come. That it should be at times when we need and we get into something where we need to talk in a serious way. But there should always be known that this is out of love. I'll never forget, I don't even mention who said this, because in this, it's not politically correct anymore, but I had one Rebbe I was very close to, and he used to tell us it was accepted in his day when he was a child. His father would put him on his, when he did something wrong, his father would put him on his lap, and he'd patch him a little bit. Patch him, okay, look, some smiles, maybe some people are remembering their youth, but we're not going to ask anybody. Lemaisa, he'd patch him. And he said the whole time he was doing it, he was saying to him, he was saying his name, I'm not going to say what his name was, he'd mention his name, and he'd say, the father would say, let's just say the guy's name is Moshe, it's not, whatever, Moshe, I love you. Moshe, this is only coming from love. Vayedaber Elokim, vayomer elav ani Hashem. Simultaneously, in the moment, I love you. And you know what? It left the Roshim. My father loved me. He just wanted better for me. Again, that wasn't Rabbi, you know, walk out, Rabbi Cohen said, we should hear our kids. Chas v'shalom. Not at all. Never. But L'maisa, when we do need to be more tough, with whoever it might be, with our children, and specifically in chinuch, and that needs to be at times. But it needs to be out of love. It needs to be where they feel the love. And that's when it'll be makabel. And that's where they're going to grow. And that's when we grow. We know, think about it. The people we learn most from, the people we grow most from, even those that might at times give us musr, give us the chacha, and the people we know love us, and it comes from love. That's what we want to hear, and that's how we should be to others. And that's chus will be zoicha to build ourselves and build others until we're zoicha to gula shleim with mishil keinu, heira v'yameinu, have a heilig of beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabb